Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Somebody get out of the phone. He's throwing everybody into disarray on this program. By the way, I'm sorry. Before we start Share Funny, I just have to mention, if you were with us at the end of the radio show today, All the Small Things by Blink-182 is about to turn 21, Alexis. It'll be 20 years old on It'll be 21 years old on January 18th, 2000.
I don't like that.
So will my next girlfriend.
Oh! Okay, creep. Getting old sucks.
I don't even know if I can concentrate on the material at hand here, because I know that no matter what it is, Riggins is not going to be paying attention, because he just let us know that he built a, what did you build at the Publix online?
Oh, a Publix sandwich, a sub sandwich.
Oh, I thought you got something else today, a wrap or something.
No, I got a Publix sub.
Yeah.
It's called the ultimate sub. Ham, turkey, roast beef. And then you can add bacon if you want to.
Yeah, and you did want to.
Obviously. It's not ultimate unless it's got bacon on it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. You wouldn't keep that off of an ultimate sub.
What condiments you get on that?
Mayo, mustard, and that's it.
Yeah.
More important question, what kind of cheese did you get on it?
Provolone.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, I love that.
Toasted.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Oh, I wouldn't want the bun toasted, but I want it hot with the cheese melted and all.
Because
I like
do.
The really soft bun. Mm.
They put it in the oven, so... Mm-hmm. It doesn't make the sandwich, the bread hard. It doesn't toast like that. It just melts the meat.
Like I would just take that bun and just shove my whole face in it. Yeah. This is like, I'd motorboat a bun. Yes. Alexis, I have something to ask you from your professional opinion on something. And you notice I said that without laughing like I would normally.
Uh-huh.
Our restaurants, because Alexis used to be in the restaurant business. She was a manager and a server and all that kind of stuff. Are more and more, because it seems like it, are more and more places not letting you do either all flats or all drummies in wing orders, because the last couple of places I've had wings, maybe the last few places, and one was last night where I've always been able to do that. They say, no, I'm sorry, we can't do that anymore. Really? Or we don't do that.
I didn't know about that. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I always want flats.
Yeah.
People
always
order flats or drums all the time.
Check into that, though, because that may be a trend that's starting to happen.
Maybe something's going on with the chickens.
But the place you just finished, maybe they only have half the wing.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know.
So I didn't, and I know what y'all are thinking, that I probably, you know, said to the server something passive-aggressive or, complained about it or something, but I didn't. All I said was, when she said that she couldn't do it, and then asked if I, wanted a side with my wings. I said, I usually don't, but yeah, I probably need to get a side tonight because I'm only going to eat half the wings.
Because you wouldn't get me.
I can't with you.
So the place where you were has done it before.
Yeah, but Lancaster's Barbecue in Mooresville.
Said, we don't do that anymore?
She said we don't do it. And I said, we used to, and I didn't want to get I did get into a back and forth, but it was funny. Okay. She laughed behind the mask. She was laughing. And I don't mind saying the name of the place, because I love the place. They're the absolute best wings I've ever had in my life. Even though dry ass drummies, still good.
Yeah, you've talked about their wings forever.
Mm-hmm.
They are delicious.
There's no way I could go in there and not get the wings. Even if I'm going to, you know, go ahead and eat a sandwich, barbecue sandwich or something, I still got to get some wings because I don't get there very often.
Yeah.
And they're the best. But, I mean, it's just like whenever. Huh? Oh, hell no. It's too hot in the bus. There's a big bus inside the place. It's all NASCAR decor, and it's an old, it's a school bus, basically, that's got Dale Earnhardt's, not Junior, but Dale Earnhardt's old colors and sponsor and all when he drove for Wrangler. And it's a blue and yellow thing, and they have it where you can go eat inside the bus. They got tables in there, and they don't have vents that blow in the air in there.
And if you go with somebody's kids who've never been there before, rest assured, you're having to eat on the bus.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah,
it
doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah. They got good food and a good assortment of video games.
I mean, like, but you can't play any video games now because of the virus.
That's right.
You got video games?
Damn.
Yeah. Car, like racing games where you get inside the car and drive it and all
Pop
that.
Pop a shot.
I like that.
The wings are delicious, though.
And I wanted to tell y'all something funny that you can do. And John and Joan Q listener, you can do it as well. When you go to a place where they check your temperature before you come in, like the doctor's office or something like that, I had to go up to the sheriff's office to take my wife up there the other day to pick up her renewed concealed carry permit. And they check your temperature and all that as you go through the metal detectors and all. So when the lady put the thing up and the little laser deal to check my temperature, I went, ow! Like it was burning me. You know, like if you had a laser. It did. And it was so funny.
What?
Yeah, so just jump back like it burns. Like it just, you just burnt the hell out of you. With
you're
it. That is so fun.
It is funny.
They'll like it. They'll laugh.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that's
something fun to do.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Just terrorizing people that you come in contact with.
Shoot. Hey, that made her day. She probably told everybody for 2 days, this guy came in here the other day.
Yeah. And he was an asshole. You want to hear what he did?
What did he do?
Yeah. Pretty wife, and he ain't much to look at, but he was funny. I know why she need a gun. She's going to shoot his ass. Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
This guy came in here and he was an asshole.
Hey, let me tell you.
So we had this thing we talked about on the regular old show earlier, that since the political pandemic, people have spent 448 extra hours on the couch, just sitting around. What's the longest that y'all have ever gone just hanging out on the couch, watching TV? I mean, has it been, have you been on the couch and in that area? Like, just get up, go to the kitchen, grab something to eat, come back to the couch, whatever. Have you gone more than a couple of days of doing that?
Never gone more than a couple of days.
No.
Never even a full day.
Really?
I think once, when I was really into 24 years ago and buying, you'd go buy the seasons on DVD. Yeah. But I remember for some reason, like my ex-wife, Shawnette, and the kids had gone to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
For spring break, and we weren't off, and they left on a Saturday morning. I took them to the airport, and I remember coming home and just thought, I'm gonna watch 24, and I remember it turning on, and I watched probably 9 straight hours, because it was just all you click the remote and the next one starts, and just binged it. I remember thinking at sort of like midnight, I've been laying on this couch since, like, you know, 11 o'clock this morning. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
I think I ordered pizza.
Sounds great.
I did. I ordered pizza, and I had that beer cooler thing that I missed so much, full of beer. And I think I just sat there and drank beer and ate pizza and watched 24 and then went to bed like a big, fat, disgusting blob that I was at that point.
It's a vibe.
It was awesome.
I think women could do that more easily. Because you know how they want to stay in their pajamas all the time.
Yeah, it's the
or
best.
Either they want to go take a shower and everything and then get in another pair of pajamas.
Yeah.
And lay around in that. You do that, Alexis?
I do it every weekend.
Yeah. Now, the difference is I had gotten up and showered and then went to the, and then took them to the airport. Right. And then I remember, but I remember coming home and was like, man, I nobody's here. I got nothing to do all day. This is awesome. But and I probably, I'm pretty sure I picked up food on the way home. So like I started out with food and just made my way through the day for there.
Yeah. If I'm.
Thank you, Riggins.
If I am up, you know, for the day or whatever, I don't, I'm not saying I stay dressed like, you know, jeans and that sort of thing, but I always have to be in, at least wearing something that I could, that would qualify as going out in public clothes. You know what I mean? Like if something happens that I got to run to the store right now, all I'd have to do is put my shoes on and go.
Would you go out in public?
So I wouldn't be in pajamas or anything. Yeah. But women can stay in their pajamas and don't think a thing about it. I'd get depressed if I did that.
Yeah. I agree with you to the point. I'm the same way, except that a lot of times it'll be like a pair of warm-up pants or whatever, like, you know, nicer warm-up pants or whatever, and then like a sleeveless T-shirt. Because if I'm going outside, I'll just grab a hoodie and throw over it and zip it up real fast. And it looks okay.
Yeah. But if you went, you know, you had to go to Walgreens because somebody cut themselves or whatever. You had to go get some Band-Aids.
Right.
You could go in the sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, I just would feel stupid.
Yeah. But, I mean, it wouldn't be indecent or anything.
No, no, not at all.
Like you going in a pair of crotchless man thongs, which is what I picture you hanging out in.
Yeah, no.
Or sleeping in.
Nobody wants to see me in Walgreens in a sleeveless hoodie. You
it's know. A crotchless man thong.
So what's the material?
Yeah, a thong in the back.
Yeah, barely.
And then nothing in the front.
Exactly. It just splits open in the crotch area and then goes back up your butt.
Splits open and then string.
Is that really a thing or did you just make that up?
I'm sure it's a thing.
Man thong.
I'm sure
I would never. I would never.
It's like, why even wear anything at that point?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Well, because it's sexy looking, Riggins.
Yeah, right.
That's why. It's not for comfort or anything. It's just because it looks so sexy.
You know, you've piqued my interest. I got to see this on somebody.
Are you trying to say there is such a thing?
Crotchless man thong.
Well, you they make crotchless women thongs, so.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Holy smokies. I mean, and it's, you know, it's not exactly like what I thought. Like,
right.
Well, I guess maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually has a holder in the front.
Let me see. Oh.
Where you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cute.
Oh.
That's not cute? You
no,
don't like that?
I do
oh,
not
come
like
on.
That. Ew, oh. I don't like that.
I love that.
Yeah, that just looks like a piece of rope, you know, twisted around in some sort of sailor's knot.
Yeah.
Yep. We would describe it to you, but I don't really know how to describe that.
Mm-hmm.
Yucky.
Yucky. But,
yeah,
oh
yucky.
My God. So Alexis, you got a guy that you're digging, you're hanging out with. He's a masculine, good looking, manly guy. But then the first time y'all go to be together, he takes off his pants and he's wearing underwear like that, crotchless thongs. Is that gonna ruin it for you?
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, what the is that, bro?
Really?
What are you wearing?
It's underwear.
Yeah.
Get out of my house right now.
They're hanging. They're fruit of the loom. I'll have you know.
Ew.
Well, they didn't come like this, girl. I had to cut them. That's my design. I'm a clothing designer, remember?
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
A lot of the funniest stories that we get in the news come from the person being on trial for a crime they're accused of committing, rather than getting the story when it happened. You know, sometimes the people don't catch up with it. The media doesn't catch up with it until the trial is going on. Well, this is one of those things in Oklahoma City. I've always wondered if this kind of thing happens at the adult store. Oh. I assume that it happens quite often, or, you know, too often for the world to accept. But once, I think, would be too often for this to happen. The guy's on trial named Gilbert Cordero. Is Gilbert usually a Hispanic name?
Gilberto.
No, it's just Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Cordero. And that's a Hispanic name, right?
Yeah.
Cordero, Oklahoma City. He's accused of walking down the aisle of an adult store, removing himself from his pants, and testing one of their products.
In the aisle.
Yeah. They don't say the specific product, but the court docs say it was, quote, a piece of merchandise designed for self-gratification,
okay,
end quote. So somebody who works there watched the entire thing happening on the store's security camera and called the cops. I guess that's not something that you would want to confront somebody, especially... You know, most of the time, aren't there women working in those stores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, but I would assume they're mostly women in the, you know, the ones that are, you know, that you could actually advertise from, you know, onto the street. You know, they could have their name up on the building in the middle of town or whatever. You know, like Adam and Eve, or what? Maybe what's that other one? Priscilla McCall's is another one. Yeah. We have those around here, rather than, you know, those that are attached to a video store and a, you know, peep shows in the back and
don't really have a name. But just say, yeah, like open 24 hours, right. DVDs, gravel, lingerie, gifts,
gravel parking lot. You know, usually all, close to a Stuckey's or something.
Yeah, we all those are the good ones. Know what they're open for.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
But the employee said that she recognized Gilbert because he had not long before that applied for a job in there.
Oh, get out of
here.
Can
you imagine how productive would he be?
Just,
I don't think he would ever sell a thing. He'd probably keep the store closed on his shift so he could just go to town on all this stuff.
He's not a bad looking guy.
He is a bad looking guy.
You think?
Yeah, he's not cute at all.
Well, he's 23. You get rid of that mustache, yeah, whatever that is.
That stash is a little creepy.
Get a haircut. I mean, but he's not what you picture, like a creepy, gross person in the. Do you think so? I don't see him like that at
maybe
all.
Maybe not so creepy and gross, but maybe creepy.
But do you think that it all, you know, a lot of times it comes down to if somebody is stealing food from a grocery store or whatever, a lot of people give them the benefit of the doubt and go, well, he was starving and didn't have any money. It's the only way he could feed his family or whatnot. Is there any of that type of sympathy with this guy saying, well, you know what? He was really backed up. And he didn't have any money because those things are, you know, I'm sure that it was expensive. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't pay for it. But he had an uncontrollable desire and need. So kind of give him a break and understand.
I'm going to have the unpopular opinion. Yes, I do. And the evidence for that is right here in his mugshot. He's about 5'5". He's 23. Probably women go, oh, he's too short for me. He's too short for me. He's so irritated by this. He has now sworn off women. Now, why did he do that in the aisle and not just purchase the item and do it in the privacy of your own home? I don't know.
Because
you know
he obviously didn't have the money.
Yeah. You know why he feels that way, though? He feels that way because he hasn't yet come to the understanding with himself about who he can attract.
Maybe not.
His expectations exceed his ability to attract females. He hasn't looked at himself in the mirror long enough and said, look, I'm 5'5". I got this cheesy stash cruising in under my beak. I got to do something. I've got to understand. I'm not meeting women. What is the problem? And the problem is the targets are out of range.
He needs to aim lower?
Yeah. Instead of going for 9s and 10s, maybe he needs to back it down into the 6, maybe 7 range.
Well, if the length of his neck is any sign of the length of his dang-a-ling, he shouldn't have any problem. Why is neck so long, though?
Why your neck so long, damn. Long-ass neck.
Long-ass neck.
Gilbert with the long neck.
Looking like a giraffe.
Long neck. Long neck ass.
Yeah.
Looking like a giraffe up in here.
Damn.
Using all the self-gratification tools.
He said, man, you got a llama masturbating in your store.
Oh man, this guy
looking like he been in one of those National Geographic tribes they show where they put those rings around the neck, stretch them out so they'll be pretty. Look at him
damn with the big ass neck. Miss Lady, you got a weasel in your stuff.
There is an ostrich on aisle 3 burying more than his neck, and we
I wonder if
no, it's not in the sand, ma'am. It's a problem.
I wonder if he completed himself before the cops got there.
Well, it's a very real possibility because they didn't stop him. They were like,
I wouldn't want to get close to that.
Neither would I.
Yeah, that's awkward.
You looking? All right, I'm gonna call the cops on that. I mean, do you yell at him like, "Hey, man, stop! What are you doing? I'm calling the cops."
I think hoping he'll stop and run away. If I don't own the store, I'm looking at the entertainment value of it a little bit and maybe not approaching him or confronting him in any way. I mean,
yeah, but you run the risk of him freaking out the female patrons.
But it doesn't say anybody was in the store with him. I guess I just assumed he was by himself. I like to see the good in people. Yeah.
What's wrong, Ray?
They have very specifics about what they saw him do on security footage, and he didn't use the toy like you think he would have.
What?
What do you mean?
I'm just going to motion it. Uh-huh. So here's the toy, like, let's say, on the shelf. Yeah. So, and then.
What?
Yeah, and then it stayed up there.
So he
was fondling the toy.
Correct.
Okay.
While doing the regular fondling male itself. Masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even more creepy.
That is. Yeah.
What the heck?
And now it's not weird.
Was it not in any packaging or anything? It was just up there?
Like, what?
Yeah, well, you think it would, out there.
You think it would have a package? I mean, I guess they let you touch it to see how real it feels or something, and then that's what he was
like
doing.
They have one out that you can't purchase. Yeah, that seems like it'll be against COVID laws.
Right. It's just a big barrel of them.
Yeah. How weird is that? There's got to be a moment there then if you're the employee. You
just don't understand.
I don't even see. What is he doing? Like, now, what's going on?
Would that make it less unforgivable? Like even more unforgivable than if he would have been using some sort of a sleeve or something that way? Something that he couldn't do it at home?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I think that adds a little bit of a more disturbing factor to it.
Yeah,
He was doing that.
Yeah, I feel more sorry for him then, as if something's really wrong. He's not just some guy who couldn't control his horniness. He's like something's out of whack here.
Did you say he couldn't control his hornet's nest?
Horniness. And then he couldn't decide which way to go with that.
Buzz, 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 baby.
I just kind of let it trail off into nowhere there. Couldn't control his hornet's.
What, Alex?
I forgot what I was going to say. But yeah, weird. Mm-hmm.
Do you try to stop him if you're the employee?
I don't even know. What I feel like I would get stuck for a second and just be like, is this guy for real right now?
Now
like,
that you know exactly how he did it, I think I do too. It's like, what's he doing? Oh, hey, man, you're not supposed to do that. I mean, he's had a good 10, 15 seconds of me standing there watching him before I could figure that out.
I love how you said, oh, now it got weird, but it wasn't weird when he went into a store and just was using a toy in front of everybody.
It was strange, but I think you probably got to expect that in some of those places.
Yeah, we didn't take it to a different level now.
It's like there was a lady that owned a frame shop close to our houses where TJ and I live, and for a brief period of time, a lingerie store appeared in there. She was a sweet, kind, very nice lady.
Inside the frame?
Next door to the frame shop. And one day I was in there getting some stuff framed, shocker. And I said, I saw the place next door just moved out. I said, they just disappeared all of a sudden, it seemed like. She goes, yeah, one day they were here. The next day when I came in to open up, they were gone as if they moved out overnight. She was in, thank God, because they apparently had video rooms. And I could hear everything that went on through the wall. I was like, ooh. You got to be Cassidy. Really? She goes, I have complained about it a lot because there's no reason I should have to hear that through the wall. Like, scandalous. No, you're right about that. There's no reason. Like, yeah. She said it was bad.
She's a party pooper.
But then she was like, yeah, and the fact that I had to press my ear all the way against the wall. So, Riggins, did you find something else?
Yes.
Okay. We got to take a break. Okay. So, Riggins, you found something more disturbing and more hilarious?
Yeah, we've got...
About the story?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
We'll get to that next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Okay, back to the story of the guy who's on trial in Oklahoma City, accused of going into an adult shop and self-gratified while using one of the products in the store, in the aisle. And Riggins found something else that's crazy.
Yeah.
What is it?
So you described the really good adult stores are like this thing. They've got a gravel parking lot.
Yeah.
They're usually next to,
Stuckey's or something out on the interstate.
Looks a little shady. Well, the place that he was at, this adult store, does one even better. It's a old gas station that they have turned into the filthy.
Hell yeah.
Come on.
They just ripped out the gas pumps and put in, you know, penis pumps.
What's it called?
Carly's. Yeah. So
Carly's what?
Inspiring romance and fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the best part is instead of the Stuckey's next door, you get now serving fresh country chicken and fixins.
It's like a warehouse.
You think it's the same people that own both? Because the signs look exactly the same. Like the sign company did signs for both of those businesses.
Same color and everything.
Yeah, same color, same font. I bet you're right. I bet they is.
So yeah, they've just expanded.
Can we see that big sign? They have one of the tall signs that you used to see, that you see often at a gas station.
Yeah, that has the price per gallon and all that.
Uh-huh. Everything about it looks dirty and not
in a good way.
Dingy.
I'm sorry, Riggins. I meant the tall sign, the main sign in front of Carly's.
The one that, usually would have gas prices
that one.
And all
that one where the gas pumps are. What does it say?
Yeah, that. It still says $1.98 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, it just does.
It's a Hunt Brothers pizza.
Now accept an EBT.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is literally right there off the interstate. When you pull out, you're pulling out onto the ramp to get back onto the interstate.
Pulling out.
How would you like to be caught on Google Street View walking into this place?
Is that an older woman?
Yeah.
There's a glare from where else.
Yeah.
I'm just coming in. I got to get some.
Well, I'm right. Starting my shift.
Yeah.
She's got some cutoffs.
Man.
Hell yeah. Maybe. So, I mean, what a day. You get some sex toys and you stop next door and you get country chicken, whatever that might be.
How many people do you think park in front of the chicken place and then walk over to the other side? No, hell, man, I was getting some chicken.
Shit.
I wasn't in there at that place.
Look at that.
I didn't go in that filthy smut place. Oh. Is he eating chicken or buying?
No, he's eating chicken.
Okay.
Mm. He's right outside the chicken place.
Man. Oh, you're on the ground eating chicken.
He's having he's eating a chip.
Chicken on the curb.
Well, the guy is, what is the guy eating? Unless he's got something wrapped up.
No, he's eating chips too.
Oh.
It's like a bag. Man,
could I get one of them chips? I just need to sit right here on the curb.
Those shorts he's wearing look like two sizes too big, exactly. But for him, that means they are just right.
Oh,
he likes to roll.
You literally gave me one chip. All right. Okay. Usually that doesn't really mean one. I guess you're the kind of some bitch that would just give me one Tic Tac too, right?
Man.
What a gem.
Yeah, so
that's a good find.
That's great.
But that one's not out on the interstate somewhere. I mean, that looks like it's in the middle of town. What town is it?
No, it looks like
it's right in Oklahoma off. City, right?
It looks like it's right off. I mean, there's the interstate.
But it does look more of a not a city area, but a more developed area than you would normally see one of those. Like, wow. I picture them. Yeah, well.
I don't know.
The more you look around, the less developed than I thought, Riggins. You're right.
Yeah, it was developed at one time.
Yeah, I like the fact
it's
that.
It's the opposite of regentified or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Regentrified.
Gentrified.
Yeah, that's it. It used to be a thriving area.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that, like, just leave the gas signs up there. It's fine. No big deal.
Yeah.
You want to put some? No, we can't afford that.
No.
Everybody change the numbers.
Yeah.
Some kids will bust them out anyway. So.
Yeah, right.
They'll do the work for us.
We're selling butt plugs. People are going to find them. If they're looking for them, they're going to find them. We don't need a sign.
But at least they're, they're bringing business to the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but you know, it's got to be a joke in the area. You know, like, oh, I knew you down at Carly's. I was eating chicken. Oh, yeah, right.
Sure. Oh, yeah, there's like tire repair stores, and you know they're always talking shit about each other. I'm going to walk over there and get you with some pair of panties if you keep acting like that.
I'm going to run over to Carly's and get me some chicken and eat it in one of their peep show booths. I got a meal and a show right there. That chicken's so damn good, though. You know, it's orgasmic itself. Old Carly, she can fry some chicken. I mean, she ain't just about sex toys. She can really cook. I wonder which one came first.
The chicken or the sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken or the sex. It looks to me like, just guessing, that the chicken was there before the sex because it was a gas station.
Yeah, maybe the chicken restaurant was part of the gas station convenience store to begin with.
You know, Carly's has a great... they got great reviews, but some people are not as thrilled with them. As one guy said, the staff can be annoyed if they're asked questions and their attitude is a little unnecessary because they think they have a PhD in adult novelties. They have a small selection of lingerie, but still cute. The prices are too high for the amount and quality you are buying. Well, you're buying lingerie out of a gas station. The quality is probably not up to snuff.
What's their overall rating? Is it
4.4?
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, there are very few bad reviews. So people, yeah. not a lot of options in
Oklahoma
City. That's
what I was going to say. Yeah. Probably, you know, the best they got.
Yeah.
And probably
in that area, at least.
Yeah, Oklahoma City's a decent-sized town, though.
But you think about it, they could have kept a few aspects of the convenience store that would have gone well with a sex shop. Like, can you imagine going into a sex shop and buying a beer?
Yeah.
You know, shopping while you're drinking a beer and eating a honey bun or something.
I like that.
I mean.
A little Snicker bar here.
Yeah. Get you some Funyuns.
Okay. Anytime you that's a vibe.
Food and drink to take it to the peep show, as TJ called it. The peep booth.
The peep show.
You know.
I'm going to need four quarters and a Miller Lite and a Honey Bun.
one more thing. Carly's is included with the chicken shop. It's all part of Briscoe's RV and Fun Park. So that's why you saw the RV offices in the chicken place, because it's all part of this RV park that they own it all.
Where's the RV park?
Dang.
On the other side?
I-35 Service Road to Oklahoma City. I guess it's close.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, here.
So they must be a very successful business family in that area.
Yeah, they've got their fingers in the pot.
Okay, now on the other side there, that's a very nice gas station.
Propane.
Yeah.
There's Briscoe's
right there. Uh-huh. Okay.
And then you just got to hop over the parking lot and you get to go.
Okay. All right, so Briscoe's probably owned that old gas station. They built a new one.
Right.
And then they turned the old one into a sex shop.
So they own the chicken place, the gas station, and
the
sex shop.
Mm-hmm. And the RV park.
Yeah. Making money.
The RV park is right there. Literally, what is that? Like
right
30 yards down the road, through the parking lot, through the back of the parking lot, about 20 yards, 30 yards.
Man.
So they've got them covered. So you come, set up your RV.
Right.
You walk up there. You get, you know, all the things you need from the convenience store. You get your gas there. We'll just have some chicken for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well grab a fleshlight while we're out.
Why
and then
not?
We'll go back to the RV.
And not necessarily in that order.
Not necessarily.
Do people live at RV parks, or they just like visit or stay?
No, both. People live in them.
Yeah, people live
but
in them?
I think the rule is that you have to, you can stay in them in the one spot for a certain length of time. And then you have to move to a different spot. And some of them, if you're in whatever they would call it, you know, lot two, then in 2 weeks you have to move to, if you want to stay there, move to lot six or whatever.
Yeah, and then you can stay there as long as you want.
And you pay daily?
Monthly.
Monthly?
Or, a lot of places.
Weekly.
Yeah, a lot of places. People pay by the month.
This place is a dump. It has no lighting at night. And homeless people that live in the trees next to the park.
In the trees?
They're in the trees. That's enough to scare me off.
What a
homeless
mood.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Homeless squirrels.
My goodness.
Well, this has been quite a find.
Wow.
That would be fun to go visit these places.
Yeah.
God. And people, you know, they're all kinds.
Yeah, this woman says, I just found out my ex-boyfriend moved here, and he's a registered sex offender. Stay as far from Lot 26 as you can.
It does say this.
Lot 26.
Stay as far from Lot 26 as you can. He lives there. I know it. Golly. You can't make this up.
You're way down the rabbit hole now, aren't you, Regan? You're gone.
It's so bad.
But, I mean, that's, you know, we always talk about the redneck combination business, you know. Like, when we grew up, it was, you know, video, movie rental, up and up videos, not porn, but movies, regular movies, and tanning salon together, that kind of thing. Hair salons with, you know, the auto shop. You know, the wife runs the beauty shop, and the husband runs the mechanic shop. And those things, but this is a great combo.
Yeah,
a fried chicken restaurant connected to a sex shop. Hell yeah!
You bet your ass.
That's the best redneck combo store I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, connected to a convenience store, connected to an RV park.
I know you've been down there at Carly's. I seen your truck. Hell, I was. I was at Carly's Fried Chicken. I was at Briscoe's, not Carly's, Briscoe's. I know they're the same family, but I wasn't over in the sex section.
Yeah. In the sex section.
Where was it parked? Where was it parked? Well, you were parked around the back of Briscoe. No, I'm still facing Briscoe's.
Why do I smell like cherries instead of grease? Huh? What? Repeat that. What? I got to go there.
Jocelyn says, honestly, I wouldn't live there. Like, what?
Honestly?
Oh, you snob.
I don't know.
You damn snob.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
You know, people really, really do know you and what you're about and what your life is over the simplest little things. I've had to start bringing my own coffee to work because the work coffee has been switched to Starbucks, and yuck. So I bring these little thermos things, and they keep coffee because I don't drink a lot of coffee. It's made by Corksicle. And so far this week, I brought in the two separate ones already. One's the two other ones were big, and then I didn't need that much. So there was a smaller one of these things in my cabinet, and I brought it with the coffee in it. And everybody had the everybody's reaction at separate times was the same, because it's got my wife's name on it, and it's a really girly color, and it was Does Jody know you've got her thing? Because my wife is not really good with sharing stuff, and she's out of town. She got another all expenses paid vacation to see our daughter in Nashville with some friends. She got some friends. She would be giving me crap about it if she were here, even though she wouldn't use this until the spring when we start going out on the boat and to pool again, because it's to keep beverages cold as well as hot, so she wouldn't be using it. But she would say, well, why are you using my stuff? Why you got my stuff? Mm-hmm. You got two or three of those things yourself.
Yep.
You got one that's got your name on it.
And it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, you're not using it. What does it matter? I needed a smaller one today. Well, always taking my stuff. Like, were you going to use it? No, but it's still. I don't want you using it, messing it up.
Yeah.
Worst.
Whereas I would be like, oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm not using
but
it.
But it's not messed up.
Right. And I always, if the kids ask me if they can borrow something of mine or whatever, and it's in front of her, I say, I have told you, like my phone charger, but Dad, can I borrow your phone charger? I told you many, many times, I don't know how many times I've got to tell you, whatever I have, if I'm not using it at the moment, you can take it and use it for whatever you need. You're more than welcome.
Whatever it might be.
I want you to do that. You don't even have to ask. Anything of mine is yours if I'm not using it. And then she'll go, I know what you're doing. And yeah, that's fine. If you want all your stuff lost, why does he need a charger in the first place? Because he loses every damn one that he gets. So let him lose yours. I don't care. You're not bothering me by saying all that shit.
She's the best. I just love her so much.
It's a weird takeaway from that story.
Yeah, that it really is the best. She not is. The way I would have gone with that, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's not.
She's the best.
Where is the phone charger that I keep plugged in right here? On the counter. Ooh. I don't know. Maybe Aiden used it or whatever. Stop using my stuff. Because when I get ready for it, it's not there. Thank you. You weren't using it. But I'm ready to use it now. And where is it? His ass has got it.
Okay. Can I defend her briefly?
I know that's a little.
Really, that really pisses me off to no end.
Yeah.
To go in at night, because I have set up chargers on each side of the bed, and I'll go in at night and be ready to get in the bed and look down and like, where's my charger? Oh, I needed one in the bathroom this morning. Or, I'm sorry, I had took it downstairs to the kitchen. I forgot to charge my phone last night, so I charged it while I was downstairs this morning doing work.
Then you gotta get up.
God dang, man. No, I gotta go get the... Yeah, that's super annoying when stuff's not where you leave it for a reason.
Do you know what? That is for me, that same type of thing.
What?
I watch TV in the bed until I fall asleep. So when I go get in the bed and the remote is on her side, her nightstand.
Right.
And I'm like, ugh. So I've either got to get up and walk around the bed to get it or mess up the whole bed reaching all the way over there because I'd have to come out from under the covers and then reach all the way over there to get it off. And plus that's, it's when you're ready to be lying down and going to sleep and then you got to start twisting around like you're in a yoga class to be able to get the damn remote. And so the difference in the two of us, is she complains about something, like if I use her stuff or whatnot, I don't use it. If I complain about that, she will never put it on my side. She put it on her side on purpose.
Are you sure of that?
She has to be doing it on purpose.
She's never actually said it, though.
I'm positive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It takes two remotes to operate the TV in our bedroom because I haven't gotten a universal for it yet. But I hate the, I can find one of them when I come home.
Ooh.
Where is the other one? And then it's like damn needle in the haystack. I'm going through clothes on the floor or under pillows or maybe it's down under the covers. I just want to find the effing remote and turn this on so I can go about my business.
See, I love living by myself because everything that I leave, it's always going to be where I left it.
Yeah. And I'm aware that my constant picking up is messing things up for other people. Other people being Amanda. That it's, my constant, I'll put this in dirty clothes. And I wash clothes all the time. And she makes fun of that. Why are you washing clothes again today? Because they were dirty. There were dirty clothes in there. If they're dirty, they're in there to be washed. I wash them fold.
I wish I could do that.
Speaking of that, I needed something yesterday. And my laundry day is Thursday. So that's when my clothes get done.
Okay.
Not by me.
I was going to say, by who?
Jody. She does that.
So there's an assigned day, my clothes get done on this day.
No, she told me the assigned day of when she wanted to do it and all that. So, yeah. Because I don't fall into that category of, you need to do this and whatever.
Right.
So she was in a hurry to leave for Nashville yesterday morning, and when I went to get something that I needed from my clothes, none of my clothes were where they're supposed to be when I'm home on Thursday afternoon, where they're usually folded in my drawer or hanging in the closet, whatever they require. So I went to the dryer and I opened the dryer and my clothes were in there. Ooh. So I took a picture of it and I sent her the picture with a simple question. Riggins, will you read my question right there under the dryer? I thought it was pretty sweet.
What is this shit?
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't with you.
So close then, in the dryer. What is this shit?
Just a few minutes ago, she said, good morning. Sent me the text. Good morning. And then she immediately followed that with, oh, and that shit in the dryer is something you might want to get used to.
Ooh. Ooh, damn. Okay, girl. I like that.
Yeah. Well,
that woman.
Dial it back.
She's funny. Yeah.
When she's in Nashville with her friends.
She's hilarious. Mm-hmm. You know, being a Billy Badass in front of her friends. Mm-hmm.
Look what I said to him.
Mm-hmm. Make it used to it.
She is hilarious.
Yeah, she's a riot. Oh, that. So I guess that's it. Got a good weekend plan.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.